Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 30th, 2024, from 2 John. The Enduring Commandment, Love in the Christian Faith. Previously, we heard John expressing the immense joy of discovering that some of the recipient's children are walking in the truth, indicating that they're following of Jesus Christ and God's Word. This reflects the profound significance of spiritual unity and fellowship amongst believers, which gives a beautiful example of the body of Christ as described by the Apostle Paul. Christians are urged to prioritize maintaining this connection to the body of Christ as it brings about immense joy and to the heavenly rejoicing over every sinner who repents, which is ultimately glorifying God. So let's continue with John's second letter from 2 John verses 5 and 6. And now I ask you, dear lady, not as though I were writing you a new commandment, but the one we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, so that you should walk in it. So the Apostle John, again, addresses the reader as dear lady, which is a beautiful poetic reference to the Christian church, the groups of Christian believers. John states his request by stating that he's not introducing a new commandment, but rather reiterating the fundamental principles of Christian love that have existed from the beginning of their faith. This commandment to love one another echoes the same teaching that Jesus taught when he was making a strong emphasis on the greatest commandment, which is to love God and then to love others as themselves. So let's pick up these words of Jesus for a moment. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 37 through 40. And Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depends all the law and the prophets." Therefore, John's instructions picks up on what he learned from Jesus and reminds Christians to continue to love one another. Paul also does something similar in his letter to the Galatians, and so let's pick this up when Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 5, verse 14, "For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." So here we have love as the basis of the Christian foundation. So as Christians have first received love from God, we then share that love from God to those around us. Christians need to be reminded of this because our sinful nature is very selfish, and we constantly struggle against this. And if we don't struggle, then we become consumed by the ways of the world, which is not necessarily the way of love and forgiveness. Love and forgiveness, remember, only comes from God. So as we focus on the love and forgiveness that we have first received from God, then we reaffirm the gift of faith that God has given to us, which then leads us to loving and forgiving our neighbors. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.